Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We have a day to go before we ring in the new year. And sometimes the day between Christmas and New Year's, they offer moments to be still and to reflect, but also to look forward. And in the studio now to tell us more, we have Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from the People's Church Dublin City. It's located in Pierce Street, Dublin. And you're very welcome back to the show this morning.
Thanks, Jackie. It's always great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And you've been away and you're back.
Yeah.
You were in Cambodia.
Yeah, I had a great time in Cambodia. Just going to see some projects where hopefully our church will sponsor and help over the next year.
That's amazing. It must be amazing to get out around the world and go to different places. I know you've traveled around.
Yeah, it makes you realize what you have.
Yeah.
Especially on the West, you know.
Absolutely.
See these people that have nothing really compared to what we have, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, it's that time of the year, you know, those few days that are a little bit limbo. It's not Christmas. Christmas is over.
Yeah.
You feel that letdown of, oh, that's all done. But then the new year is still, it hasn't quite happened yet. Do you find yourself reflecting on the past year during these few days?
Yeah, most people do, if we're honest. I think all of us do. Most of us will look back and most of us always tend to look back on all the failures and concentrate on all the mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have this quote which says, when thinking about life, remember this, no amount of guilt can solve the past and no amount of anxiety can change the future.
Ooh.
So, even when we all look back, we all see the mistakes, but we can't change that.
Yeah, yeah.
And no amount of anxiety now standing, like what you're saying, between today and tomorrow, you know, we're standing. And a lot of people get full of, you know, get anxious and get full of anxiety. And really, we shouldn't, because you know what? Next year can be a great year.
Yeah. No matter what's happened this year.
No matter what you've done. I love that verse from the Apostle Paul. It says, forget that which lies behind. We press on into the future. So in other words, all of us are putting everything behind us and reaching forward to a new day and a new year.
Absolutely. And it can be a time, I think New Year's can be a time, I've seen it myself just in some people in the last few days. It can bring a little bit of sadness when a year is coming to an end. You do think maybe about people that you've lost or maybe relationships that failed or things that didn't go quite the way you anticipated for them to go. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? How should people deal with that sadness and turn it to joy?
Well, a few years ago, I lost my brother. And I think you have to go through the sadness. You have to go through the grief. I think sometimes we don't allow ourselves to go through that. And I think maybe if someone has lost a loved one, a very close friend of mine lost her husband this year, and we were there, you're there at the house, and you could see things were beginning to change for her. And I sort of said to her, you know, over the last few months, you have to go through the grieving process and allow yourself to feel those feelings.
You can't shortcut it.
No, but what I used to say to her was, you go through that. In other words, you're going to go through it into a day where you feel joy again. And I can honestly say over the Christmas, I met her and you could see the joy is coming back to her. And what I would say to most people, allow yourself to process all these feelings. Allow yourself to go through it. But remember this, you're going to go through it and eventually you'll see the other side.
Yeah, I think that's a really good word, to go through.
Yes.
Not to get stuck.
No.
And stop, but to keep moving forward through the grief so that you can come out the other side.
Well, we all know that Psalm 23 says, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your rod and your staff comforts me. So we can't eliminate that God's grace comforts us in the time of loss and grieving and the time of sadness. But David really sort of encourages when he says, your rod and staff, they will comfort me. So God will always comfort us and strengthen us to bring us through the valleys. And that's what we have to remember. We're going to go through it and bring ourselves, or God will bring us onto the other side.
Onto the other side of it, absolutely. And it's the new year, so it's also a time of hope, isn't it? When we're looking
absolutely
forward. What would you have to say to people who are looking into the new year? How would you encourage them to be hope-filled?
Well, I have this quote. I think it's fantastic. What a wonderful thought it is what a wonderful thought it is that some of the best days of our lives haven't happened yet.
Oh, I like that.
So that's, for me, that's a great quote.
Some of the best days of our life
haven't happened yet.
Oh, I like that a lot.
So we can reflect on the past and
yeah,
see that. But the great hope is that the greater days haven't happened yet. And that fills me with great excitement for 2018. I'm believing for me and my family and for my church and even for this nation that the greater days haven't happened yet.
Yeah.
That really thrills me, excites me, encourages me and lifts me for 2018.
Yeah.
That the days that are lying in front of us are greater days and they haven't even happened yet.
Wow.
That's amazing, huh?
That is amazing. I love that mindset. I hadn't really thought about that before. Because you think about all the great things that may have happened. I think do we have a tendency to live in the past? You know, our past glories, the past good days. I think particularly when you come to a certain age, you start to think, oh, is life finished? Is it over? Have I seen my best days? Or, you know, what have I got really look forward to? But as you're saying, you don't know, do you?
Well, I look at even Billy Graham. Billy Graham at 99 still preaching. I mean, you know, for someone like him, he should have sort of packed in about 20 years ago, but keeps on going, keeps on pressing on and realise that every day can bring something new. Every day can be exciting. Every day can be something wonderful. It all depends on mindset and all depends on your perception, you know. And for me as a person, I wake up tomorrow so excited that the next day after tomorrow is 2018 and great days are coming. Yeah. I really believe that. Great days are coming, Jackie.
They're ahead of us.
Absolutely.
So as we're looking into that new year, we're approaching the new year in just a couple of days, what advice do you have for our listeners regarding, reflection, looking forward? Do you what are they called? I can't even remember what they're called. Resolutions is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, resolutions, yeah.
Do you do that kind of a thing?
I don't because... You know, you tend to break them very fast.
Very quickly, don't you?
I think within 24 hours, you've probably broken four of them. I'm not one for resolutions. I've heard people already in conversation, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to stop eating chocolate, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't think that lasts. I think for people, for me, we should get really excited about tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Get excited about our future. And it's not about what we should give up or what we have to give up. It's about embracing life, loving life, and making things happen in our lives.
Having a good attitude day.
Absolutely.
To day. I like that idea because I think sometimes we can, we worry maybe too much about what's happened in the past. We worry too much about what's coming. But to live just in the present and to realize that this is where we're at and to make the most of the time that we're in.
Well, I realized, Jackie, you know, a few years ago that every day is a God-given day and make the most of it and enjoy it. So for me, it's getting up every morning and saying, you know, let's embrace this day and let's love this day. And I love that verse in Jeremiah where it says, God, you know, where it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you hope and a future. And what I love about that verse is that God spoke that to Israel when Israel was in one of the most difficult times in its history. And I often look at that verse, and especially for this year, and for all those listening, God has a plan for next year. It's going to be a great plan. And God has a great future for you.
Yeah.
You may not feel it. You may not think it. I don't know what you're going through. But I can honestly say God has a great future. And 2018 can be a great year for everybody.
And you and I have talked before in the past about the importance of mental health and how important it is to look after our mental health. And I think 2017 was a year that it really did get highlighted in a new kind of way for mental health. You had Prince Harry and Prince William coming out talking about their mother's death and how that affected them. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people really related to that. How important do you think it is that we look after our mental health and well-being as we start the new year? And what tips would you have for people?
Well, for me, I said to my wife yesterday, make some changes, going to read a bit more, going to do a bit more exercise and eat properly. I think sometimes we have to realise that we're body, soul and spirit. And so every aspect has to be cared for.
It's all intertwined, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we have to care for every aspect, our spiritual life, our physical life, our mental life. And I think, you know, we were out walking over Christmas and you see so many people walking. And I would encourage as many people, no matter how old or how young you are, get out for a walk, pick up a book, spend time, go for a swim, and just look after yourself this year and make sure that your well-being is really being looked after.
And finally, just to leave our listeners with maybe a thought or a challenge, would you have a challenge for our listeners as they start the new year? What would you say to people who are listening now who need that little bit of a challenge to kind of get up and do it?
Well, I often say to people, and I like to challenge people, I'm probably terrible at that, but I often say to
but
people...
But in a good way, in a good
yeah,
way.
Yeah, because I think it's good to stretch yourself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm not great, say, for example, of writing things down because I've got dyslexia, right? So I'm not brilliant at writing stuff down. So I've set a challenge for myself this year. Say, I'm going to start writing things down. Now, for me, that is a big deal because I just find it really difficult. So what I would say to most people listening, maybe you should start off this year setting yourself a small challenge. And then over the year, as you grow over those small challenges, set yourself bigger challenges. And by the end of 2018, you will look back and see how far you have grown.
Wow.
Because for me, every challenge is about growth.
Yeah.
So for me to do that small thing by the end of this year, maybe I will have grown much more than I had at the beginning.
Yeah, that's very good. So each little thing that we do helps us to grow into a better person, a better version of ourselves, and a better reflection of God.
Absolutely. For me, every challenge I've ever taken on, I've always seen it as a place of growth. And so for me, rather than looking at the negative of the challenge, look at the positive of the challenge. Because every challenge that we face in life will make us a better person. So I'd encourage everybody, face your challenges, take on your challenges, and see the growth in your life.
Amen. Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from the People's Church Dublin City, located on Pierce Street in Dublin. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
Jackie.
Coming in this morning and encouraging us all.
It's always a pleasure. Bless you.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.